new push for more gun laws. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. Thousands of people marching in Washington, D.C. in support for more gun legislation in the wake of recent mass shootings. Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds is against new measures.
The people who actually acquired the weaponry went through the federal firearms background check. They passed the checks. I think it's heinous what they did, but they went through the legal process to acquire the weaponry. Number two, raising the age from 18 to 21, what you're really doing is taking away the constitutional rights of 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds, and 18-year-olds in the United States, the vast majority of which would not even contemplate committing such heinous violence.
Donald says the focus instead should be on mental health issues. President Biden will be in Albuquerque, New Mexico later today to receive a briefing on recent wildfires. Residents are outraged that planned federal burns spread out of control to become the largest wildfire in state history, destroying more than 430 homes. Former Attorney General Bill Barr is speaking out further about President Trump's involvement in the January 6th riot.
I said on January 6th that I thought his behavior was shameful, not because I felt he legally incited the riots, but I thought he was largely responsible for directing those people up to the Hill with the idea that there was something that could be done to turn things around and to stop the steal.
Barr tells Fox News he hasn't seen anything that indicates the president committed a crime. The January 6th committee hearing aired in primetime Thursday evening. A federal judge has denied a Nevada woman's bid to force international soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo to pay millions of dollars more than the $375,000 in hush money she received after claiming he raped her in Las Vegas in 2009. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another ugly milestone in the continuing rise of gas prices. Fox's Jack Callahan reports.
Just over $5 a gallon on average nationwide, according to Saturday's update from the AAA. It's up 60 cents in a month, almost $2 a gallon higher than this time last year. Drivers across the country hurting.
It's painful to go to the gas station, and I think we're all just feeling that.
I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, and everyone needs to brace for that.
California's state average is the highest, $6.43 a gallon. Mississippi's $4.52. The lowest. Many reasons for it, including higher summer demand, lower supply because of the ban on Russian oil imports, and reduced refinery capacity. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Excessive heat warnings are in effect from California through the Southern Plains. National Weather Service meteorologist Marvin Perchia in Phoenix.
113, 114 each day. Lows, overnight lows are also going to be very warm. We're only expecting lows in upper 80s each night. So as a result, we do have an excessive heat warning through 8 p.m. on Sunday.
He says more record-breaking heat may be in store for Phoenix in the coming week. The family of a man shot dead outside an Alabama school says he had a history of mental problems.
What happened Thursday in Gadsden, Alabama remains under investigation, but officials identified 32-year-old Robert Tyler White as the the potential intruder who was shot and killed after an altercation with a school resource officer. Police say White had tried using several doors to enter Walnut Park Elementary, where a summer program was underway, also attempting to get into a patrol car and to grab an officer's gun. White's brother Justin tells WIAT-TV that Bobby went to that school as a child, had serious mental issues, and never got the help he needed. He'd been working as a garbage collector in North Carolina for 8 years before coming back to Gadsden. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency is now leading the investigation. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.